This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and I'll be bringing you a quick Lessons of the Day episode, where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that can be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. The first couple of points come from the Art of Charms podcast's interview with Frank Sesno, The Power of Questions. Now, these are a really cool couple of points here, talking about how questions can help you in life, thinking of solving problems by asking questions. You really want to think of it as question and listen rather than question and answer. This way you have a mindset to listen to the response and not just think about what you're going to ask somebody next. It's a lot better to have, say, a set of questions you want to ask somebody, but then also being able to truly listen to what they say so you can come up with a response that fits the answer they give you. Most of the time, a lot of people will sit there and not really listen, but rather think about what they're going to say next. I know I'm guilty of this. I know a lot of people are guilty of this. I'm trying to work on it by listening more rather than thinking of what I'm going to say next. You also want to use questions to prevent confrontation. What this can mean is that rather than seeking to become argumentative or start a debate, simply look at asking questions in order to clarify the other person's point of view and clarify their opinions. This way, it puts them on the front foot because they're no longer in an argument, they're more about informing you about their opinion. Because what this does is it sets up questions as a collaborative kind of dialogue where you're no longer being accusatory or aggressive in nature, which definitely diffuses down a lot of situations. And funnily enough, we always remember what we say more than what we hear, which is a weird mindset thing there. So kind of always focus on listening. You know what they say, you have two ears and one mouth. So you want to think of your questions as strategic questions. So what this aims to do is to test and challenge the assumptions at the moment. So what it does is it challenges and tests yourself. It pushes your boundaries and also defines your goals. So you think of these three things when you're asking questions to somebody else, because it's not just random questions. You kind of have targeted strategic questions with an end goal in mind. And you kind of want to establish what Sesno calls the intimate distance, which is the ability to completely be in the moment and be present, but also have just enough of you be able to step back to listen and to ask. So you both have to be in the moment and be present, but also have the ability to take a step back, look at it from like a third person perspective, and really dive down into what you're getting into. When it comes to question asking, being empathetic is really huge, obviously. So empathetic questions get to the essence of somebody. So creativity comes from adversity. You need to be comfortable with silence. And you need to ask yourself as well, have I ever been in that situation? Because you need to be able to see how the world looks through their eyes, which is, I guess, empathy in a nutshell. Because empathetic relationships, they pay dividends in almost every case because you create true connections and you really learn about each other, and this helps establish that intimate distance. And along with that, to truly understand people, you need to ask yourself three things. What do I need to know? What do I want to figure out? And what should I be asking about if I'm really trying to be in the other person's shoes? So those three kind of questions will help build that intimate distance and help create that empathy between the two of you. And finally, it's bridge building. So get them to know, like, and trust you. And what you're trying to do is build rapport and ask questions about them to try and open up, because it builds trust, and this trust makes it easier for them to open up to you. But obviously, this takes time to develop. So kind of like dating, you don't immediately meet someone in the bar and then you marry them in the next hour. Trust takes time to develop like anything. So play the long-term game with every single interaction you have, because over the lifetime, relationships are going to be crucial to your success or demise. Your aim is to put the defenses down, and this starts with asking open-ended questions. So you don't want to ask simple questions that have a yes-no reply. It's hot out, isn't it? Yes. You don't want to simply ask questions like that to gain rapport. Or ask open-ended questions mainly about themselves, because almost everyone loves to talk about themselves. And the next couple of points come from the Order of Man's podcast interview with John Acuff. Finish what you start. This is a cool way to kind of change your mindset. Simply, the start isn't the hardest part. The middle part is probably the hardest part of any endeavor. So if you tell people your goals in the wrong way, you can get false feedback from others that will feed you dopamine, giving your brain the response that it has already completed the goal. It's kind of how the brain is able to visualize and be in the moment of whatever you think. This can create a false sense of achievement by imagining you already winning, which gives your brain a sign to release dopamine as if you've already completed the goal, which is very bad. So you kind of need to be careful with how you set your goals and who you tell them to, because people might congratulate you for simply saying that you want to start down this journey, which seems weird. But just say you put on Facebook, "I aim to lose 10 pounds by the end of the year." You're going to get a lot of people that will say, "Hey, good work setting that goal for yourself." And your brain's going to create that message and interpret that message incorrectly and release dopamine as if it's already completed the goal. And it might shoot yourself in the foot, so to speak, and stop you from completing the goal because it's already thought the hard work has already been done. The next thing about starting is perfection hurts a lot of us getting started. So you need to have the mindset that you won't be good at something from the start. Because by believing you're not the best at something will stop you from getting started in the first place. But this creates its own self-fulfilling prophecy. And the only way to overcome this is consistency and practice. Because consistency is important due to taking little steps towards becoming good. You don't pick up the guitar on day one and you're immediately Van Halen. It doesn't work that way. At the same time, if you work on it consistently every single day for 20 years, you're going to be great. No matter what your beginning skill level was, because every master was once a novice. You can't let this fear of not being good when you start stop you from getting started in the first place. As Tony Robbins says, massive imperfect action is what will get you towards your goals. There's also a fear of completion, because now you're exposed to being judged by others, or you no longer feel that you're able to identify as that person who's working. So some of us love working really hard, and once you complete a goal, you're no longer working really hard, so you'll have to set a new goal. You'll also feel that your results will be judged heavily or harshly by other people, which two things you should never, ever, ever worry about. You also need to identify the things you believe and also that you tell yourself that stop you from achieving. These are like secret rules or limiting beliefs, because you need to ask why, because it takes you to the root of your own lies. We all tell ourselves lies every day that we all self-identify with that can prevent us from becoming great or become successful in whatever we aim to achieve. So we really need to take time every now and then to kind of look within and uncover what our true thoughts are about ourselves. What lies are we telling ourselves? Because if we think of us telling these lies to other people, we would not ever tell these lies, this negative talk to other people, yet we do it to ourselves consistently. Another funny thing is that a lot of people think that it doesn't count if it's not miserable. And it's a weird thing where it's like, you need to be miserable in order for it to mean something. You need to ask yourself, does fun matter? Think of increasing satisfaction and fun, which will lead to you improving your completion rate of tasks. Don't let fun happen, you need to make it happen. So you need to enter any task with the forethought before that this is going to be fun, no matter how much it sucks, so to speak. Which kind of seems counterintuitive to what I said before. Nevertheless, it can be miserable and fun at the same time, kind of like exercise. Next off, you really need to identify what motivates you. People are motivated by either fear or by reward. Neither is right or wrong. You just need to identify what truly motivates you. Do you fear the loss more than you fear the win? That's up to you to decide. And you need to see the strategy versus the shame mindset, which is either you have 10 things to do and realize you can't do all of it and work around that, or you try and achieve 10 things, fail, then feel bad for not achieving the impossible. I struggle with this because I try and set 100 things for myself to do and don't achieve all of them, obviously, so I'm kind of working on this. Trying to scale down my targets for the day and set more realistic expectations and really have that strategy mindset where I might set 10 things, but if I only complete 5, I completed 5 successfully and then the next 5 will be added to the next day. It's not a failure mindset, it's a success mindset. So that's all I have for today. So go out and use it. This has been Selwyn on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. And remember, what you learned today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.